history. ABC's Victor Okendo has more.
And for this to happen to her is just terrible. You know, I just couldn't believe it. It's like I'm still asleep, like a nightmare.
Shanquella Robinson's family is demanding answers this morning after the 25-year-old was found dead at a luxury resort in Mexico.
My heart just, like, it went into pieces. Shanquella was my heart.
Robinson, from Charlotte, North Carolina, was traveling with six friends late last month. The trip quickly turning into a murder mystery, now at the center of an international investigation. Authorities finding her body less than 24 hours after she arrived inside the living room of a rental villa in the vacation hotspot of San Jose del Cabo. Robinson's friends first telling her parents she died from alcohol poisoning, but the autopsy report obtained by ABC News lists her cause of death as severe spinal cord injury and dislocated neck.
They called us from the funeral home. They done the autopsy, they had her body, and said that it had nothing to do with alcohol, that Shanquella had been beaten.
We're only showing images from this video posted on social media because it's so graphic. It allegedly shows Robinson being attacked by another woman while a man records the fight and urges her to defend herself, but doesn't stop the assault. The video ends with Robinson on the ground with that other woman taunting her. Mexican investigators are looking into the video. When Robinson's friends called police, they said she was unresponsive. 15 minutes after officials arrived, she was pronounced dead. Those friends returning to the U.S. without her.
We never believed what they was telling us because each one that came back was telling a different story.
Mexican law enforcement say they're investigating the death as a femicide, a form of gender-based violence. The U.S. State Department pointing to Mexican authorities for answers, telling ABC News they're providing assistance to the family.
Somebody needs to stand up for her. Somebody that was there videoing need to stand up for her.
Facts.
Now, there's a list of people who are on the reservation for that room, and Robinson's family says that authorities here in the U.S. are now speaking with everyone on it. There are still so many questions here.
Like to be with some because they're funny. Others come around when they need some money. Some of you up hit around the way, and you're still real close to this very day. Homeboys through the summer, winter, spring, and fall. And then there's some we wish we never knew at all. And this list goes on again and again. But these are the people that we call friends.
Welcome to the Wingman Chronicles. Yeah. Frenemies. Associates. Well, as you already know about this story is so interesting. It's the new Kanika Jenkins mystery. Who done it? Well, one thing we knew. I ain't gonna say we knew. We know for a fact who done it was them motherfuckers in that goddamn villa and hotel room recording, filming that shit. Right? For real. It was a squabble. And as niggas, man, come on now, man. Look, let me tell you something, man. We going to Mexico on a trip. We're not going there to fight. We're going there to fuck. Let's keep it a buck. We're going there to fuck some bad shorties. Right? On that beach sand and shit. Butt booty ass naked and shit, right? And people watching, but you ain't giving a fuck because we in Mexico. Now, the insidious, scrupulous shit about this whole damn case, right? Is that the motherfuckers left her, said we going back to Cali and shit. We going back to North Carolina and tell her motherfucking mama that she died during alcohol poisoning. Man, it reminds me of this movie right here.
Well, let me tell you something, man. Word up. You've been my ace boom since 81. Since we was robbing candy stores. If you ever try to run a game down on bamboo, that's my word to Pharaoh. Let his soul rest in peace. Off with your head. Hey, why you want to diss me like that, man? What's wrong with you?
Man, in this life, man, you got the marks, the bitch niggas, the haters, all plotting your downfall and your demise. And you just gotta stay solo bolo, man.
Down there,
What's the rule? What's the word of the day? Is solo bolo. Let's use nigga science and shit, shall we? They was plotting to do something to that girl over there in Mexico, and they thought that the laws was motherfucking different. Usually sometimes when you're doing too much horse playing, right, you're doing too much horse playing and people get hurt and shit, right? And then it's like, oh, I'm sorry. Can't tell these bitches shit. There was some wild bitches. One dude looked like a nigga. She a black woman, right? Nika Knight was like, you know, this ain't no trans white women. There ain't no cis women. But old girl do look like, oh boy. I'm just saying. Kick that shit a buck. Looking a little manly like a motherfucker, right? And the light-skinned chick, they doing too much. I was talking to my woman about this shit. I said, man, these bitches is more crazy than these niggas. They're more crazy than these niggas, right? I mean, the things that I would think a nigga... Who are these bitches trying to goddamn top? Who are they trying to fucking top? The breakdown of the black household just, it's infectious outspreading. And what I mean by that is, this woman came up on a vacation, probably for six and shit, and wanted to invite some people like she knew to come on, go. But she didn't want to go by herself. But next time, I'm trying to tell you, listen to me, family. You gotta go by your goddamn self. Have fun. Say fun by your goddamn self. Now, it had to be premeditated. It had to be premeditated to go over there and do something to this woman. My question is motherfucking why and shit. And I bet you it's jealousy. She done fucked somebody, nigga. She done fucked somebody, nigga. She getting too much motherfucker dick attention and shit around they color purple circle. The hatred is real, right? And they say, you know what? We gonna teach this bitch a real lesson. Like, yeah, girl, we gonna kill this bitch. Yeah, girl. Then it popped off. She was like, I don't wanna do that shit. We about to go to jail. Yes. Not only are you gonna go to jail, you gonna go to a goddamn Mexican goddamn jail, nigga. Look like Desperado. Shit me out of clay. Got mad motherfucking scorpions and shit. Boy, doing a time in a Mexican jail, nigga. Fuck that, nigga. I will go to the Twin Towers 4400 block any day before I go to a goddamn Mexican jail, nigga. Have you seen that show called, what is it called? It's right on the tip of my tongue. What is it called? I was thinking Naked and Afraid. It ain't that, this shit. What is it? Stranded Abroad. Stranded abroad, doing time abroad, right? Getting caught up abroad and shit. You in another goddamn country, right? You don't know the laws. Just like Russia, you see Brittany Griner, right? With that vape pen. California, I roll around with the goddamn vape pen in the car. He's my buddy and shit. But over there, mother Russia, nigga, Russia was like, you know what? Oh, we got a bloody American. We got a bloody American. Use you as a bargaining chip. Oh, man. Black people and our women, wow, man, this is that lack of femininity. And it's an attack on femininity because old girl, she was looking scrumptious, nigga. She was looking white. She was looking cute. She was looking scrumptious. I could see that she had some motherfucking haters around her, some haters and shit, right? You know what I'm saying, right? Them raggedy bitches was getting her leftovers. Tell you, man, it's just sad. And you got three dudes over there, right? I think one dude is ABC. I'm just saying, I could tell by the speech, right? He's just 1, 2, 3, you know what I'm saying? So them type of dudes, they want to sit there and record and shit. They ain't giving a fuck. It just sad, right? And everybody just go home like we know what you did fucking last summer and shit, right? You know what I'm saying? Just go home like it ain't nothing. Go to that woman's house, tell that mother and shit what happened to her child, which was a goddamn lie. Ooh, niggas. That's niggas. That's niggas putting their story together and shit like Kane. And then we gonna get the interrogation goddamn room. Can I get that shit out? All right. Now, one thing, let me tell you something about black lives don't matter to another motherfucker, especially in Mexico. Mexico, they get that shit attention. They was like, oh, that's just a cartel shit. You know what I'm saying? Slip that shit up under the rug. But thanks to you, right, thanks to you, YouTubers, viewers, Instagram people, Facebook people, you got a hold of that video. Y'all made a big fuss about it, as we should, because we give our power away daily. But collectively, we use our power up under one goddamn umbrella to tell the damn, just bring some light and attention on it. Because America's like, hey, look, we're going to charge their ass for something too. But Mexico, you got to get a good sale. You know what I'm saying? We want them over here to get charged first. And then we're going to send them over there. Look, you know when you done fucked up, nigga. You got to do some Mexican time. You don't know how much time you going to do. Nigga, they hit you up, nigga. Nigga, Mexico is known for the bribes. Nigga, how much money you got? Nigga, you'll step over there and TJ with a big wad, nigga. Leave your ass 20 fucking 7 cents in your pocket, nigga. Gotta go back across the border. Cause the police caught you motherfucking pissing and you an American, nigga. Shit, nigga, the laws is different, nigga. The laws is different. That's why you gotta have you a tour guide wherever you go, man. You gotta have some tour guide wherever you go. But sometimes you gotta separate yourself from these goddamn motherfucking these heathens, nigga. I'm just trying to tell you, man. They some savages, man. They some goddamn savages. They fuck up fun. You supposed to be over there relaxing and getting your fuck on and shit in Mexico. Bitch, do some damn shopping and shit. Have a good damn time. Enjoy the sunset. Eat some good Mexican food. Get your fuck on. Right? They up here fighting and shit. Fighting for nothing. Knowing that shit gonna go to the goddamn left. And that shit went all the way left, nigga. I know them motherfuckers. It's gonna be an AME movie and shit about this shit. I know them motherfuckers was shitting in their pants, nigga. Get up, girl. You recording. Get up, girl. That shit going to the left. You up here recording. Get up, girl. She ain't getting up, nigga. Going to the left. And then, here's the thing with niggas, right? It's human nature to tell. You gonna tell somebody, right? So one person told one person, and then next thing you know, we got this influx of content. All it takes is one person. Right? Now the heat will be on one person. The dude, here's the thing, the dude, he didn't feel no goddamn pity to go to that mama with the luggage and shit and tell her that bullshit, right? Everybody's story conflicting, right? Hey, with them stories, it's not matching up. Them officials, them federales, them officials, they gonna look at that goddamn footage, nigga. That footage, damaging. Seems to me she was fighting for her life. Seems to me them damn ungrateful bitches and niggas was up there trying to do something to her in Mexico. And they thought the Mexico laws gonna be different. But you know something, right? They just niggas, right? And sometimes niggas fail to think things all the way through. That shit went to the left quick fast, nigga. Now, you got probably like a murder charge, man. Look, 10 years in a Mexican jail, it's like 50, nigga, at the county, nigga. May that girl get some justice. And brothers and sisters, man, we be possessed. We be possessed by a person's possessions, right? A person's lifestyle. You're jealous. Your heart filled with envy. And the fucked up thing is, your motherfucking ass can get out there and put that hard work in and be equivalent. Be equivalent, right? No. But I have no fucking respect for these type of individuals and shit, right? The nut huggers, right? Let's give it a buck. The nut huggers, the bottom feeders, the ones that ain't never gonna succeed this shit, man, for real. Every time you trying to climb, listen to me. Look at your circle, nigga. Them niggas ain't trying to like climb like you, nigga. You don't need them niggas, because what's gonna happen is, they look at you to make their life easier. They look at you to always open up the gateways and shit, right? Instead of them putting in that work, right? They be dependent on you, right? And when you cut them off, that's another goddamn problem. So you got to beware about the company that you keep, right? This was a sad tale of fucking frenemies. Goddamn. Would I be going out of the country on a vacation with some niggas I don't fucking know?
Hell no.
You goddamn right.
To hear, to have to pick up some of the audio, because what we're actually, unfortunately, have to have now witnessed, either by listening, watching, or a combination of both, is really kind of like a reality show segment made real, where somebody is actually dead. There is no, okay, well, you use one life like we used to in video games. You have two more extra lives. That baby is gone. She's dead. And at the hands or with the circumstances of friends surrounding, because the only reason we're actually privy to this is because some asshole was standing up recording the whole damn thing. Listen, I was in Mexico not long ago, in Cancun specifically, and just even the travel from the States to Mexico, there's all these different things that are running through your mind, you know, going through customs, then going through the airport where there are tons of people speaking Spanish at you and just making sure that you get to the place where you need to get to so that you can get to wherever it is you're staying. And I can't imagine having to go through all of that and then having to endure that snippet of what we heard and not come away with somebody having made a justification for having killed somebody and it be normal, and it's at the hands of skin folk. It's a lot really to digest. And so it's really good to see that there was a proper autopsy done to really say what this young lady died from, because honestly, you know, before I was able to get away, not watch it, I saw one hand kind of move towards the head. And so, of course, I'm thinking about, had she lived, what would her quality of life have been like? I know would it have to have been different because of the blows that she sustained to the head. So this is definitely serious. I have to do time in a Mexican prison. But these people, especially the person that was recording it, definitely have some answers, and justice should absolutely be given, especially considering her parents who are pushing this, unable to grieve. And her father, bless his heart, who says that, you know, he believes in the Lord and it's really his faith that is really propelling him forward to his daughter getting justice. But there's really a lot to be said about those people who accompanied her, that later it seems as though had a hand in her death.
How many of us have them? Ones we can't depend on. How many of us?